Ever wondered why sliding your finger across an iPod's click wheel feels so satisfying? Tony Fadell knows. As the mastermind behind the iPod and Nest thermostat, Fadell has shaped how billions of people interact with technology. His book, Build, isn't another sterile business manual. It's a backstage pass to the messy, exhilarating reality of creating products that change the world. From his legendary iPod in your pocket pitch that revitalized Apple, to revolutionizing home technology with Nest, later acquired by Google for $3.2 billion, Fadell reveals the uncomfortable truths about innovation that most business books gloss over. What makes Fadell's insights so valuable is their origin in real-world experience rather than theory. Having shipped over 100 million iPods and worked directly with Steve Jobs, he understands that breakthrough products aren't born from market research reports. They emerge from seeing problems hiding in plain sight and having the courage to solve them differently. Great innovations often arise not from new technology, but from vision, seeing possibilities others miss. The first iPod didn't use Apple-developed technology, but what made it revolutionary was freeing digital music from computer speakers and making it truly portable. When we examine iconic products, from the iPhone to the Nest thermostat, we find they all share something. They make the intangible tangible, transforming abstract needs into concrete experiences that feel inevitable once we use them. Transitioning to leadership means mastering a new discipline, creating space for teams to flourish rather than micromanaging details. Matt Rogers exemplified this evolution from intern to manager under Fadell's guidance, learning to prioritize team success over personal achievement. The transition challenges many because management requires balancing data with intuition. In uncharted product territory, spreadsheets alone can't provide answers. While customer insights matter, leadership demands making judgment calls informed by, but not bound by, data. Navigating difficult personalities becomes inevitable. Success requires distinguishing between those driven by collective excellence versus pure ego. Sometimes, effective leadership means knowing when to walk away from situations that compromise your values. Great products need compelling narratives that blend logic with emotion. Storytelling simplifies complexity and emphasizes the why behind a product's existence. Steve Jobs exemplified this by introducing the iPod not with specs, but with 1,000 songs in your pocket. A narrative that attracted customers, aligned teams, and guided strategy. Creating meaningful products means making the intangible tangible. Fadell's experience, from building physical objects to programming, taught him the value of prototyping complete user experiences. The Nest thermostat succeeded by choreographing every customer interaction, creating emotional connections beyond functionality. Success requires balancing disruption with execution. A market-redefining idea fails without proper implementation. Consider Amazon's Fire Phone, which attempted too much and failed despite abundant resources. A simple, well-executed product trumps a feature-rich but frustrating one. The first product version is like exploring uncharted territory. The second benefits from real data, enabling more ambitious goals while maintaining confidence. Before launch, accept imperfection. Focus on solving the core problem well enough to matter. Successful product development requires a balanced rhythm of internal and external milestones. This heartbeat creates flexible deadlines that drive momentum while maintaining team morale. At Philips, Fadell found that a macro-focused approach aligned teams better than micromanaging time, allowing for natural workflow patterns. The key is finding the sweet spot between structure and flexibility. Too rigid stifles innovation. Too loose leads to drift. Different industries move at different speeds. Digital products can iterate daily, while physical products require more deliberate pacing due to manufacturing and regulatory constraints. Companies like Apple excel at managing both hardware and software cycles in harmony. The journey to lasting success typically follows three iterations. Version 1.0 achieves product market fit and validates core assumptions. Version 2.0 focuses on unit economics and operational efficiency. Version 3.0 targets business profitability and scale. This pattern appears across industries, from Tesla's progression, Roadster to Model S to Model 3, to Facebook's evolution, from college network to global platform. The transition from early adopters to mainstream users often coincides with the move from V1 to V2, each stage requiring distinct strategies and systems. What separates a passing thought from a world-changing idea? A truly compelling concept combines three elements: a clear why, a significant problem to solve, and persistence, the idea that follows you relentlessly despite obstacles. The best ideas function as painkillers, not vitamins, addressing urgent needs rather than nice-to-have improvements. Pursuing an idea requires five stages: initial amazement, revelation of challenges, persistent thought, problem solving, and unwavering commitment. This process might take months or years. Rushing often leads to premature launches and failure. Most successful entrepreneurs reach their stride in their 30s and 40s after accumulating experience through multiple ventures. Companies like LinkedIn, Slack, and Zoom were founded by seasoned entrepreneurs. Startups teach agility and resource optimization, while larger companies demonstrate scalable processes and structure. Before launching your own venture, work for others to observe organizational dynamics and decision-making. Seek multiple mentors who can provide guidance and warn about potential pitfalls. The most valuable insights often come from learning what not to do. Success hinges on people. Nest's journey from a cramped office with infrastructure issues to a multi-location powerhouse demonstrates this principle. The company's early challenges, from floor leaks to squirrel invasions, tested and strengthened team bonds. A great team combines motivated individuals with complementary skills and aligned values. At Nest, this meant pairing technical expertise with design insight. The company found that diverse thinking styles and backgrounds consistently led to more innovative solutions. As teams grow, maintaining culture requires intentional effort. Nest implemented structured onboarding, culture workshops, and mentorship programs, pairing veterans with newcomers. This created a learning ecosystem benefiting both experienced engineers and recent graduates. Recruiting success demands authentic enthusiasm. Jose Kong exemplified this at Nest, inspiring candidates to choose the company's mission over competitors' higher salaries through his passionate advocacy. His approach showed how compelling mission-driven leadership can be. A CEO's role is a chapter in both personal and organizational evolution. The right moment to step down often comes when a company enters maintenance mode, when innovation slows and operations become routine. This transition requires both self-awareness and strategic timing. Business fundamentally comes down to products and people. While products represent tangible innovation, people embody the collective wisdom and potential that drive organizations forward. Steve Jobs' greatest legacy wasn't just the iPhone, but the innovative team he built that continued after his departure. Even failures offer valuable lessons. General Magic's collapse seeded innovations and leaders who later transformed multiple industries. The relationships forged during challenges often outlast the products themselves. Building something meaningful transcends individual achievements. It's about creating lasting value through human potential, developing people who will continue to innovate and inspire. True legacy isn't measured in products or profits, but in lives changed and potential unlocked.